The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Bill Belichick, he of infinite Super Bowls, has agreed to become the next coach at North Carolina. Bill Belichick handed the school.
Oof.
Bill Belichick handed the school a 400-page organizational Bible with structure, payment plans, staffing choices, etc. Decisions on whether to commit with UNC. He is expected to know their decision within 24 hours.
Wow.
So obviously it's going to take 24 hours to read the damn thing. It's 400 pages.
Like a manifesto.
He gave them work.
Yeah. It's like my man Luigi.
They always said it was work playing for Bill.
Bill Belichick's Bible would require historic levels of investment from the school, include salary minimums position by position, and a willingness to hire two staffs, a coaching staff run by Belichick, a recruitment staff run by a sitting college GM,
yep,
who would require a buyout. Bill Belichick has a college and pro version of his updated manual and has shared it with other schools and NFL teams. But he drafted a new one specific to North Carolina that touched on every aspect of the program and school. We'll need sign-off from AD, chancellor, trustees, and boosters. There has already been pushback from the group of 13 trustees with input from wider faculty. The investment would overhaul the school's approach to football. Belichick unsure if the school will meet the demands and is unwilling to negotiate. Get this crackpot out of my face. Get out. If you hand me a 400-page organizational Bible in 2024, get your ass out of my house. Go. That's how you relate to 18-year-old kids in the era of NIL by handing them 400-page policy.
Well, that's a point.
I mean, forget it. Forget it. I'm not even saying what I really want to say. All right? This is a joke. He don't want that job. You don't want that. If you say, hey, read this and weep, and then, by the way, I'm not willing to negotiate, and oh, by the way, you got to hire two staffs. Why not three? How about three? Why not four? This has no prayer of taking off. No prayer. Why would the trustees not push back on this? This is outrageous. I mean, this guy has never coached a day in college football, has no inclination whatsoever about the environment, the temperature, what it is today, how different it is from NFL. I mean, this is stupid. This is a waste of everybody's time. He doesn't really want the job. He thinks he wants the job. If you just want it, you know, completely curtailed and customized and whatever the case may be, to where every single thing is to your liking, sure, you'll take the job. But that's not the world we live in today, man. That's not the way it's going. He's a great NFL coach, but he wasn't nothing without Brady. All right? That's what I'd say. I'd say, hey, Bill, first question, what were you without Tom? Because we don't have Tom here. Right, maybe your Bible will, and one of your apostles will become Tom. But until he appears, we don't have one. So what's the plan, man? And I'm not. And by the way, this isn't some nepotism deal where we'll just hand it to your weird son in 4 years. We're not signing up for that. That's what I'd say. I'd say you're wasting our time. You're disrespecting us. Get the hell out of my face. The NFL didn't want you, bro. The NFL did not want you. You were available all offseason. Dude, the Atlanta Falcons hired Raheem Morris over you. They hired Raheem Morris. Raheem Morris failed his first stint, and he got hired over you. So why am I supposed to be salivating and falling all over myself to hire you, dog? It's a mess. great NFL coach at one time, 72 years old, handing me Bibles, 400 pages to read, give me homework. Man, get your ass out of my face.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of passion there. I think the point I agree with most is that, you know, Bill's not going to change his ways, but you have to change.
Got to.
And first off, you're stepping into a whole new world, as you point out. You've never coached in college athletics, and while it is closer to the pros now, as we know, with the money they can make, man, you don't want this. I don't know. I'm sort of torn on this. It's kind of sad to me, really, because it does seem like what he's come to an acknowledgement of is he's never going to get the all-time record in terms of the NFL wins record, because nobody in the NFL wants him. And so if this is the best thing, listen, John, we had a guy here in Memphis by the name of Larry Brown who just wanted to still coach, right? And I'm sure at some point Larry wanted to stay in the NBA, and then you find out, well, you know what, maybe the NBA doesn't want me anymore, and you gotta move on. But what did he do? He stayed around basketball. He was in,
yep.
You know, and I don't think we faulted Larry for staying around it. And I get that sense because, you know, with Bill Belichick, my gosh, you got it cush on this Manning cast in terms of money. I see him on sports book is he with? Because I see a betting commercial with him all the time.
Got to be MGM.
He's
right?
Making handover. Well, he's in the backyard by the pool giving out tips to everybody, and they're all winning. Anyway, he's got to be making hand over fist money. This is a guy who just wants to coach, even entertaining this. I'm not disagreeing with you that I think it would be a mistake for North Carolina to do this too. But I just find the story more sad in this sense that just sadder in this sense. But okay, I'm not angry about him still wanting, because I get the sense he's that old ball coach that is going to want to be around and be a coach forever. You know, and probably is scared. Maybe even with all the money coming into the bank account and everything, just about losing that competitiveness and that edge. A guy who it's been his life's bread.
Yeah,
you know, that what he wakes up thinking about is winning a game, and so I get that sense that he's sort of that old ball coach that wants to be around it.
Yeah,
and you know, many sort of reach this crossroads. Yeah, it surprises me that the NFL so done with him, but I think the NFL's come to the same conclusion that you have.
Absolutely right.
Number one, nobody wants, you know, it's tough playing for you, but number two, it's not the same without Tom Brady. I mean, the world's eyes have been open to that.
Exactly.
So is it worth it anymore? How much do you trust Bill Belichick with a young quarterback? I mean, he went out showing he couldn't develop a young guy post-Tom. And so players want to, you know, it's that day appears to be over.
Exactly.
And this just seems to be an acknowledgement of that by being so serious about this North Carolina job.
Yep.
And even it may be handing it off to his son, whatever. He wants to coach.
Yep.
And the NFL is done with him, it feels like. And that's, you know, that's it kind of sad. But I also think there's a little bit of you know, sort of Larry Brown to it, too, that I appreciated. You know, there's a part of it I sort of appreciate. The guy just wants to be a ball coach, even with all this money coming in.
Yeah, I mean, look,
you know,
I
just sit like a fat cat.
Right.
But at least, you know, he wants to get out there and work. But I'm with you, though, that I would, believe me, very strongly, that I would not hire him if I'm North Carolina.
Yeah.
This is not the way to play today's game.
Yes.
With an old soldier.
Like
a Hall of Famer, but an old soldier.
Don't get intoxicated by the name, is what I would say. Like, because that's all it is. It's the name. There's no evidence whatsoever that Bill Belichick could do that job. He could coach football. That's what Bill Belichick can do. But that's like 20 to 30% of the actual job at hand when you're in college. We know that. It's about NIL. It's about BS. It's about grades. It's about all the, and I mean, untold amounts of things. It's about public appearances. It's about boosters. It's about, you know, it's so much more than just coaching football. If he just wants to coach football, he should go coach high school.
Well, think about his expectation level too. I'm just going back to his and what he expects of and had expected of the pros who played for him. You're dealing with college kids, and it's college football. It's not the same level. And so the adjustment, right, that you're going to have to make because you're so used to perfection is the last thing that you're going to get on this level. And so the frustration that can then build with that, you would think, I'm just going back to his side of it, you're dealing with college kids now. Hell, they're going to quit on you when you give them hell and try to raise them up to another level like you used to do those grown men. They're going to quit now and move on. Nobody's going to want to play for you. You can't do any. I mean, you know, whether you want to admit it or not, and you can admit to, you can say if you want to, yeah, I'm old school, and that's what makes me a successful coach. You have to be a player's coach in today's age of college athletics. You just have to. Yeah, you have to appease them. You got to give them the play, or else they're gone on you. And sure, maybe there are a few, Dabo, I suppose, who are going to play their own game, not going to do trail. I'll get my own guys, but you have to be have some player's coach in you. And I just don't, you know, Bill Belichick going to be that all of a sudden just because we've seen a different side to him on television? He's not going to change his standard.
Yep.
And that standard is rarely going to be met. And typically when you put that kind of greatness with a failing, you know, level of fail, you know, a level of achievement, that greatness gets frustrated.
Yep.
Or that level of achievement, they're tired of doing it, trying to do it for you and raise up, and they're incapable of it or just not going to take it anymore. But I don't think it would work. I do think the fact that he tailored this thing for North Carolina shows the man's still got that energy. I mean, at 72, he got that Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's going, wow. I mean, I'm impressed that he...
Eventually, you know, the time does come.
I don't even want to update my resume half the time. You know, it's like one sheet of, you know what I'm saying? It's in life. And this guy's, I mean, he clearly just shows how much he clearly wants to still coach.
Absolutely. Absolutely right.
Yeah, all that money coming in.
Which, again, is fine. Like, I'm fine with wanting to coach. That's not what I'm getting at. It's is this a fit?
You don't think he's just trying to show an NFL team how prepared and how updated he can make things in terms of with the North Carolina? You don't think that's the play here, do you?
No, I don't. I think
it's just so against what he's used to with college kids.
It is.
But I know he's got the part about paying everybody in there, so he's factoring that in. But I just wonder, is it a bigger play to prove to some NFL team that, and maybe you thought that, you know, in that Atlanta interview, you dropped the ball because it was all old stuff. It was all your old play. You know, maybe in this play to show North Carolina, I updated my book, all 400 pages. You're trying to make a show in the NFL team.
I mean, again,
how prepared you are now, not as 2 feet in.
He's dating a 24-year-old.
That would make more sense to me.
He's trying to, keep up, and maybe going back.
He can keep up with the money coming in from the Manning cast. What are we talking about here? From Omaha Productions.
I wouldn't even want to mess with it, man. I wouldn't even.
I mean, he's had a great life. If you're not getting back in the NFL to break, what is it, Don Shula's record, then, man, I mean, is this really the way you want to, you know, go out? He would see it as, I'm not going out at all. I'm going into, no, yeah, I don't think it's going to work out the way you want it to. You're going to further tarnish the brand, quite possibly.
Yeah, absolutely right. But anyway, Bill Belichick reportedly has agreed, but only if UNC meets every single solitary demand makes.
Read his 400-page Bible, as you said, and then take a test on it afterwards.
And I would also say this. This is what I'd say about North Carolina. Fix your home. Fix what you really are. Fix basketball before you start trying to do this whole football thing.
They're just going through a down. Dude, they lost their man in the middle.
Man, Hubert is not it.
That could be true.
Hubert,
he had his run, though.
I mean, yeah, thanks to Caleb Love, who they ran out.
Well, you hate on him for that.
Well, dude.
Now, this three-guard lineup is not working this year. But we have no big man.
Musa Cisse would be their best big man. I mean, that's just the facts.
Especially early on.
How does North Carolina, is that possible at a place like that?
That definitely falls on Hubert.
You know,
You should have used Baycott to recruit his replacement.
100%. And the transfer portal,
already had him in place.
I mean, anybody is getting paid. Like,
that too.
How are you not competitive in that area? I just think, you know, before you start trying to do this whole football thing, like, fix where your home is, because North Carolina, to me, is in an unacceptable state. Now, here's the thing.
The ACC is so winnable. They're
not going to fire him. They're not going to fire him. All I'm saying is I would have no problems with it if they did, because the arrow is
I was actually talking about football.
Basketball, too.
Mac Brown's been the only guy that's really had success there, both, I guess the first time and the last time, but. I think it is a sleeping giant in football.
You really like it?
Yeah, dude. Man, they got them slick uniforms, man, with the Jordan thing. Still.
I mean, maybe. I mean, Charlotte.
If they're willing to pay, I think you could get it hot.
No, I agree with you. It doesn't have to be.
Make any sense that they haven't gotten up off.
You got the Jordan brand,
but I'm not. No, I'm with you on the Hubert thing. I have questions. I mean, the thing does seem like it's. I don't know if the yelling and the screaming for him is.
But good. I would say this. I would not hire Hubert Davis, or excuse me, I would not fire Hubert Davis just to turn around and hire Wes Miller. So if that's the plan,
right.
I would say never, don't even worry about it.
No,
whatever.
Yeah, I'm good with Hubert.
Because
just needs to get a big man. Give him another year.
Yeah, that's just what y'all love to do. That y'all just love to give people time and years and just like we all like, dude. This is a short trip, right,
bro? What they go to the Final Four?
Yeah, North Carolina.
Okay, well, he's got that on his resume.
I just think sometimes y'all lose sight of the fact that this is a short trip that we have on this planet. You know, it's not that long in the grand scheme of things. We don't get a lot of time. And all y'all want to do is just give more and more time, more and more time.
Yeah, that's what you want to do with Ryan Seal.
More and more time.
You said give him a lifetime.
More and more time.
You said this is great.
Y'all treat
time.
Ain't
no appetite.
Y'all treat time as if it's just this infinite resource. That's what y'all do. And I'm the guy that's like, if the minute the arrow is not pointing up, fired. Fired. We got to win championships.
Now, Hubert hadn't lost anybody he wasn't really supposed to. You know,
well,
did we take care of business?
That's not
against
the
Georgia.
That's
Tech?
Not the threshold at North Carolina. Is not losing to teams you're not supposed to lose to. It's supposed to be beating actually good teams, which they have not done. They lost to Alabama. They lost to Michigan State.
I guess it was a Elite Eight run, right?
They lost to Auburn. No, they went to the final. They went to the championship.
They sure did.
They went to the championship.
His first year.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why I'm misremembering.
But what did he do the next year? He became
fell on his face.
He became the first number one preseason team to not make the tournament.
But then Sweet 16.
Yeah, he made a Sweet 16 as a one seed. Mm-hmm. So, but again, you're supposed to make the Sweet 16 as a one seed.
That's true. But he's got a title game in a Sweet 16 2 of the 4 years.
Well, okay. So what's he going to have this year?
I'm just saying.
What's he going to have this year?
Start.
Well,
again,
the title game is a fluke.
Comparing that to Dean Smith and Roy Williams is one thing.
Weren't they an 8 seed when they went to the title game?
But. That's what North Carolina does. That's the standard there. So
yeah, I mean,
I'm not going to lower the standard for Hubert Davis.
It's not a normal job.
No,
if it was a normal job, I'd say, why are we even having this
now,
discussion?
Matt Doherty was a bum there.
Matt Doherty,
I want to tell you.
Well, you're just trying to.
He was an absolute bum.
I don't understand.
But when I say that about
him, to balance it out.
That's weird. When I bring in the white coach, that's where your voice goes up.
We ain't talking about that.
That's when your voice. I'm just saying, not everybody's been great there, dude. I'm just saying.
And how long did he get? How long did he get?
Well, I just said, I'm not lowering the bar for Hubert Davis.
I appreciate that.
And I brought in one, a white coach who also failed to hit the bar. That's when you got real passion.
I knew that's where you're going.
It's amazing.
How many years
did
he get?
How did you know that's where I'm going? I stumbled into that.
When you brought up Matt Doherty's name, how long did he get? Honestly, I don't know.
It looks like only 3 years.
Right. Now, he didn't go to a championship game.
He went to the second round. Yeah. As a two seed, he lost in the second round.
He was very bad.
His best
team was
his first year, 26 and 7, and then no tournaments for 2 years. You don't make the tournament for 2 years in a row.
I agree.
And North Carolina, you out.
Yeah. Remember that commercial at
SMU? Back off of the Hubert.
Robo-do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that one. A lot of people forgot about that one. But no, listen, he's not going to get fired after this year. I recognize that.
Back off.
But 2025, 26?
But you won't get Ryan Sealfield a lifetime contract.
Yeah, because Memphis, you're trying to apply North Carolina basketball standards to Memphis football.
I'm trying to raise the standard of Memphis football. I'm trying to get where Boise State is. I'm not trying to be powerhouse, power four.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm trying to win the AAC. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Or is that too high a bar?
No,
right
they
here?
Should, and that's a failure. Believe me, I'll give you that. That in particular, in a vacuum, is a failure on Ryan Sealfield's part.
Some of that same energy.
I keep the same energy.
Hubert been to a damn final, a championship game.
That's
Ryan ain't been to a championship of nothing.
Again, mixed results for him at North Carolina. That's what I would say. Not bad.
It's definitely mixed. I'm
not
disagreeing
bad,
with you there.
But the bar is high there. I do think if he has a year this year where he doesn't make a run in the tournament, which they are not going to do, that scale is going to be leaning towards bad results, in my view. After 4 years, you got number one to not make the tournament, and then you got whatever this is, you know, which is
he blew it not getting a big man.
All-American guard back for his last year, and you don't even get an Elite Eight out of it or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't win the ACC. You're not even close to the top of the ACC. You know, you're behind Clemson. You're behind Duke. I mean, you're probably behind somebody else that I'm not thinking of at this moment, but you're at best probably third or fourth in the ACC. That's not supposed to be North Carolina basketball. but y'all want to go hire Bill Belichick in football. That's perfect. Y'all trying to get the heat lamp off old Hubert. That'll do it. That'll do it for damn sure. Anyway, that's the latest on the UNC football front.